Welcome to Geographical Thinking. I'm your host, Guan Yu. Today, my colleague, Matt Loon, is back with his series, Management Perspectives. Matt is the Director of Strategic Advisory at Esri Canada. He talks to Annie Latrimoli, Associate Vice President of Geospatial and Retail Data Analytics at TD. Here comes Matt.
Hello, and welcome to Management Perspectives, an interview series from Esri Canada, where we discuss the business side of GIS and geospatial technology and how it's reshaping industries around the world. My name is Matt Loon. I'm the Director of Management Consulting at Esri Canada. And joining me today, we have Annie Latrimoli from TD Bank. Annie is the Associate Vice President of Geospatial, Retail, and Analytics at TD, where she's in charge of building and growing GIS usage across the Canadian business and supporting colleagues in the retail side of the banking business with analytics data and reporting services. Today, we're going to talk to Annie about the amazing growth of TD's geospatial program and how they're using mapping and spatial analysis on the retail side to help strengthen the customer experience, as well as drive outcomes in the real estate and business banking areas. Annie, welcome.
Hey, Matt. Thank you for having me.
So just to start off, I think it'd be good if you could just give us an overview of your side of the business, particularly the geospatial program and the retail business at TD. What is your primary business? What do you do? Who do you serve?
Yeah, so I lead, as my title says, geospatial and retail analytics. So in fact, we are two teams in one. If I'm talking about my non-GIS team, I would say on the retail side, we support all Canadian personal banking, consumer-facing colleagues with analytics. So think about it. When you interact with TD, you go into a branch or there's a specialist that visits you at your house to help you with your finances. We are helping those colleagues with some analytics. So that's one part of my team. The other part is the geospatial team. We are trying to position ourselves as the Canadian Center of Excellence for GIS. What we support is mainly my retail team, but we support as well business banking, wealth, real estate, HR, and we try to provide GIS services to them all and to grow as well the GIS footprint at TD.
So what kind of, you know, given you're running the geospatial program, so what kind of geospatial services or tools or solutions are you putting in place and providing through your program?
Yeah, so our goal is really to improve the experience of our colleagues and the experience of our consumers. So geospatial helps like doing a lot of things. Of course, we're doing like the what you think is the typical geospatial analysis. We're trying to find out if our network of branches and our network of ATM, so the money machines, are in the right spot to be convenient to our consumers. But we do a lot of other analysis as well. Like as an example, we'll work to understand like if we have the right coverage with our staffing, what are the hour of operation, where. Like and we try to understand our consumers as well to make sure that we are offering convenience today, but convenience tomorrow as well. So we'll try to understand the population trends, the social trends of the people, just to make sure that we offer them the best experience possible at TD and that we help like meeting their needs.
Yeah. So what has the response been like from the customers as well as your colleagues?
But we don't talk to the customers directly, but we see a lot of what we do. A lot of what we do impacts the consumer. So that's one aspect that is very cool of our team. When we make recommendation about like a new branch or all within a specific branch, we should say we should change our hours of operation or some things. Like we see the impact right away on our consumers and we get it in a certain way through surveys and through feedback from our peers, but we don't talk to them directly. Who we talk to is our colleagues that are consumer facing. And that's really great when we have a chance to talk to them and to say like, you know what you worked on or this tool that you give us to help understand our market or this one pager really changed the way that I'm approaching my business and my branch. This is very rewarding.
Yeah, that's it. That's really interesting. So, you know, of course, always most of us anyway, are you know, banking with one bank, you know, major retailer or another. And, you know, we used to go to certainly go to different branches and what have you. And the hours were always there. The hours of operation, like you mentioned, were always a big thing. So how do you, what kind of analysis do you goes into looking at, you know, why, you know, a branch might be open on the weekend or have late hours on one day of the week or what have you, or why you might actually open up a brand new branch in a certain neighborhood? What kind of analysis and what kind of things are you looking at?
Yeah, without going into all the secrets that we have, I could tell you that as a bank, like, could be money that people have in their pockets to invest, but it could be as well houses that are being sold or built, so new mortgages to come. It could be as well like population shift, like newcomers immigrating to Canada that will need like a different type of service. So that's really the first thing we're doing. We're calling it market opportunity at TD. So we are trying to understand where is this opportunity for us and where is it that we have our fair share or not. And based on that, we try to see how could we better serve our customer to win more of this opportunity. And this is where we are using the geospatial tool and as well as a lot of geospatial data set to really understand the different needs of the different population in different areas of the country. And we heavily use ArcGIS to do that and creating tons of layers with internal and external data. And that is giving us like an idea of what are the hotspots for you or what are the zone where we are represented, where the zone where we over-index, under-index, and we make some decision based on that.
Doing this, all this takes a team. It's not a solo effort, but you've got a great team over there at TD putting in a lot of, you know, these great tools and innovations. But as I know, you know, the program wasn't always as big and robust and high performance as it is today. So maybe we take a step back from it and think about, you know, go back in time, maybe a few years, 5 years, 10 years, and tell us about how you got here. What did the program grow through to get to where it is today?
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, this team was created as part of Enterprise Real Estate. So we had a couple of people that were part of Enterprise Real Estate, if I remember well, that had like an analytics mind. And then those people were kind of put together, and kudos to my predecessor, Rob McDiarmid, that really educated the business on what is GIS. And made the case as of why, like, we should have a dedicated GIS team for Canadian personal banking. So this team was created. It was mainly people coming from other financial institutions or from retail that have been like by themselves or with a colleague doing GIS. And all of a sudden, they were a very small and mighty team. And most of them are still at TD today. And then this team grew a lot, because they were able to prove their value. And the way they grow, like we grew in the past, is we hired a lot of students. So with a lot of co-ops and associates and all that. And we created a culture of developing the talent and teaching. So we always, every semester, invite some student to join our team. And the best ones are invited to come back again and again. And a lot of our employees today that have like 3 to 5 years with us actually started as co-ops or associates a few years ago. And now are becoming like individual contributor and managers, like with very big responsibilities. We welcome people as well from the external, of course, to just learn from best practice from other areas of the GIS industry. But I would say something that was challenging for our team is that we were moved around a lot. We started in real estate, we went to retail, we went to an area of analytics, another area of analytics, and it was really hard to find where we fitted. But looking back today, I think it was a blessing because it was our way. It was a way for us to be able to tell our story and to define ourselves with a lot of different audiences. And with all those changes, we had the chance to grow as well and to convert more more people to geospatial. Today, we are a center of excellence as part of a broader analytics team. And I think we really have our own DNA as a geospatial team within a broader analytics team. And we feel that we fit in very well because we really have this analytics hat. And we are proud of saying that, yes, we are part of the analytics offering.
So it's really interesting to hear that story, how you kind of organically moved around and then kind of established yourself as the center of excellence by, I guess, picking off each area and showing off your value, which I think is really awesome. So you mentioned something really that comes up all the time in conversations I have as well, though, is explaining what GIS is. And I think specifically what I hear a lot is how to explain what GIS and geospatial technology is and the value of it to a senior leadership audience, particularly one that's maybe not super tech savvy or really aware of all the capabilities of this technology. How have you dealt with that? And kind of what are some of your kind of secrets or tactics to communicating with the upper tier about this technology?
Yeah. First, it's not easy, right? Because GIS is not one thing. Often people are thinking GIS is one thing, but it's really a continuum of offering. Like on my team and I would say even like if I'm thinking about like people that are on the edge of GIS at TD, like there are some people that are doing technology. There are some people that are doing machine learning, like or models. There are some people that are doing things that you would consider more like reporting. There's people that are expert doing maps. And there's people that are more in the business insight area. And all of those are different GIS skill set. So it becomes very, very hard to define ourselves other than by our tools and our techniques and all that. But when we do that, often it doesn't resonate with the business. Because if you start like explaining them in details, like what is a layer and what kind of file we use and all that, like we usually lose them. So I would say one thing that we try to do is to make it very, very simple. And even if it doesn't describe all that we do, we try to make it easy for them to understand. We add on the floor where we work, like very bad maps. Like we were always looking for meeting rooms where people that were visiting us were like, where are the washroom? Where is the kitchen? Like it was really hard to read those maps. Mm-hmm. So we decided to redo those maps and we branded them as geospatial. Some members of my team were like, hey, like don't want to advertise that we do paper maps. Like people like won't. Well, like that, we are so much better than that. But we started using them as a conversation starter. And then we had people that never knew about us that came to say, hey, I used your map. And what are you doing, guys? And we're like, you know what? Yeah, we can help you find the washroom, but we can help you as well find your potential consumer in Canada. Come with us. We'll show you on a computer what we can do. And I would say that's the second thing is let's show people what we can do because a lot of what we do is very visual and we can explain it by saying, oh, it's like Google Map with layers of data. But like if we show them a dashboard and we gave them like the possibility of clicking and trying, I would say this is where a lot of people are won over and they will say, wow, I want that for my business. Like, and that's how we developed with business banking. We created some tools for them, not super complex tools, but just things that are allowing our business bankers before going to meet with a potential client to get like some quick, interesting facts. And it's so much better to have it on an interactive map than it is to have it on a Word document or an Excel document. So that's another way.
Yeah, it's amazing talking to you because, you know, one of the, especially about communicating what GIS is, one of the examples I always give is always the banking, exactly what you do, Annie, which is, you know, I say, what's the difference between mapping and GIS? And I'll say, well, a map will tell you where your bank is and a GIS will tell you where you should build a new bank. And one,
yeah.
You know, that's the distinction, right? One is obviously a lot more to it and more analysis than the other. And I think people start to make those connections. They start to see what it's really about. So we obviously, you got a ton of great successes, but maybe we'll go through a few of those just in a second here. But any kind of you know, it's not all easy. There's obviously, it's been a obviously some bumps in the road and challenges, as like anything in life. So what are some of the things that are sort of the challenges or lessons that you've learned, I guess you could say, in building this program that you'd want people to know?
One thing that you have to do is to prove your value from a quantitative perspective. And that's something that we have learned. Our best way to grow and to have credibility is to show that we are bringing value to the bank, and that we have we are offering a return on investment. So at TD, we have a strong culture of measuring the value of analytics, and we really, really do that for GIS. How we approach it is as well is always the same way. If we're not pretending that without us, branches would not be open or that staffing would be a mess. Like, we know it would be good. But we are trying to understand how, when you layer GIS, you get it like better, or like what your decision is better, or you get better results. And that's really the value that we try to quantify every day, just to show that we are offering a return on investment. And for the things that are harder to measure, like how do you put a value on a very nice map versus a very bad map? We are just trying to do very cool stuff that looks good and is easy to use. So that's another way that we are ensuring that we are driving more demand for GIS by just offering like cool stuff, cool map, cool tools that are easy to use, that are looking good. I would say we are lucky at TD because TD is very analytic, and that is very driven by analytics. TD is very driven by analytics, and there's a lot of different analytics family at TD. So we're able to compare as well our cost and our value and our offering in a qualitative way with the others. And we really explain how we fit in the big picture of analysis. There's different expertise. There's people doing data. There's people doing modeling. There's people doing insight. There's people doing reporting. There's people testing. There's people that are doing stats. But it's okay, we do GIS and it's different. And all of it is good. And there's room for us in the family picture.
Yeah. So overall, that value message is, and where everybody fits in is kind of the paramount message. And it's not all about the cool tools and easy to use maps. But talking about cool tools is okay. And it's always fun to hear about some. So tell us about some of the ones you're most proud of.
I would say every time we do some kind of a map that makes the life of our customer-facing colleagues easier, it's always a big win. And I say a map, but I should say a tool, really, like those interactive things. We do a lot of them. And I would say this is something that is that we're very, very proud of. Something that has a big, big impact of our colleagues is that Geospatial is involved in the objectives that we give our colleagues as well. Our colleagues are customer facing. They are responsible to help our customers, but they are responsible as well to sell some products, because that's how the bank makes money. Like, at the end of the day, we sell mortgages, we sell checking account, we sell credit cards. And I mentioned earlier how part of our work is understanding where is the market opportunity, where are the population that may need us. So we take that, and using that, we help the product teams and the retail team to establish the objectives for our customer-facing staff. And by bringing Geospatial, what we truly believe is that our goals are more fair. And instead of giving the same goal to everyone that has the same position across a region, we are really able to look like advisor by advisor, what is the opportunity in their market, and what should they be able to sell. So it's less about like, let's have all the same objective and number to achieve, but let's all have the same goal in terms of effort. And by layering geospatial in this equation, we think that, yeah, we really have better objectives for our colleagues.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, obviously it's objectives in terms of sales and what have you, but it's also helping TD meet overall diversity and equity kind of goals as well, isn't it? Tell us something about that.
Yeah, so we are doing some analysis as well to understand the population, and we use population data in two ways, I would say. In the first way, we want to know our consumer that we are serving, who they are, so we can help them, serve them better. So I will take myself as an example. I'm French from Montreal, but I live in the GTA. And in the area where I live, of course, there's a lot of French family because there's a French school. So that's where we all live. So by providing this information to the colleagues that are in this area, they know that, oh, okay, maybe there's a high percentage of French people, French speaking people in this area. So interestingly enough, sometimes when I go to a branch, like they will tell me like, oh, you know what, we have this document in French, or you know what, this colleague speaks French, and that's something that is possible because we provide to the consumer, our colleagues that are consumer facing, some information on their market, so they could adapt to that. On the other way, like as well, we try to. To have colleagues that are representative of the Canadian population. If I'm thinking just about my staff in particular, like having a staff that is diverse in terms of age, in terms of ethnicity, in terms of gender, in terms of ability, as well as in terms of like ways of working and values and ways of thinking, brings a lot to the table. I would say more and more when we are hiring, we are not trying to hire like this unicorn that is able to do like this specific thing in GIS. We're looking for someone that has good basics of GIS, but is a complement of the rest of the team, not only technically, but as well from a diversity perspective. And diversity is a very important value at TD. And I know as well that it's not just my team that is thinking like that. And where we can help from a GIS perspective, we do.
A lot of people listening to this podcast are in a similar situation to you, Annie. What's some advice you would give for somebody in that position, or for yourself, that, you know, 5 years or 10 years ago when this was getting started, what would you say? What should they focus on? What are some things that they should avoid?
Yeah, I would say like, first, like, do not isolate yourself. It's easy as GIS to isolate yourself, to say like we have a specific expertise and all that, and to be very strict about like what is GIS and what is not. I think you have to be open to do different things and to collaborate with different teams as well, to really open your offering and create your awareness. Plus, I really, really believe that in silo, GIS team could do very good work, but we really become like really, really good when we mix our expertise and our data with data and expertise from other areas of the bank. When I work with people that are expert in AI ML, or if I work with people that are expert in an area of the business and have like insights that I don't have, and we put it all together, we get better solutions. So I would say that's probably the first thing. Network, connect to other teams, do not isolate yourself. Do not be elitist as like, oh, we're GIS, we're so much better, or the opposite, like we're just GIS. And as well, like I mentioned earlier, acknowledge that you're costly. The tools are expensive. The data is expensive. So accept it, that even before you start your day, you're probably costing more than other people doing analytics. So prove your value. Make sure that you explain that what you bring to the table is driving incremental value, and quantify this incremental value and remind people about it. The third thing I would say, don't make it complicated. It's super complicated what we do. And you can really, like, looking at a dashboard or explaining a data file, like, you could make it very complicated for people to understand something. Always try to make it easy. Always try to use, like, real life example. Try to tell people, I did this dashboard for you. And so, and explain it in a way where you describe what the other person will do with it, not what you've done to get there. And again, like, GIS is very diverse. Analytics is super diverse. Welcome this diversity of techniques, thinking, and of individuals as well.
So don't isolate yourself. Prove your value. Keep it simple. Show the benefits and embrace diversity. That's great advice. I think that's great advice. That's great life advice. Thanks. Well, Annie, I do want to say thank you very much for joining today. This was a great conversation. Really, some really great insights you provided for so many people, specifically, though, your journey with GIS and TD. Just want to say thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Matt, for having me. This was fun.
My guest has been Annie Latremoille, Associate VP of Geospatial Retail and Analytics at TD. You've been listening to Management Perspectives from Esri Canada.